This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a football Friday. We're going to try to squeeze some of your predictions in at the tail end of this segment in the show. Grant and Danny on the Fan. But we found an old friend. We've tracked him down. He is the Cy Young Award winner in the National League for the second time in two seasons.
Way to go, buddy.
Not coincidentally, 2 years on Grant and Danny since coming to the National League. 2 years, a Cy Young Award winner. He was only in Washington for one season when he hasn't won the Cy Young Award, and that was the 1 year he wasn't a regular on this show. So maybe Max Scherzer's hard work has paid off. Maybe he's a good pitcher. I don't know. I'm just saying we're two for two as a program. So you're welcome, Max, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. So I guess we're going to renew our contract for next year?
I think so.
We'd love to do it, man.
Probably should start working on that.
Yeah.
We should get that done.
There we go.
Seriously, though, man, congratulations.
It's awesome.
This is amazing. You're one of 10 guys to ever win it three times. A smaller list than that, all Hall of Famers who have done it in multiple leagues. What was it like to get the word that you've gone back-to-back?
Yeah, this one's crazy. You know, there's so many people to thank, but... Yeah, to be able to, you know, I can't believe, I mean, you pinch yourself when you realize you're trying, you know, accomplishment like this, you know, you're kind of left speechless at this point in the ball game. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you just go out there and compete, try to do everything you can, and sometimes the results take care of themselves.
Well, part of those results, Max, is you had some injuries this year. We're used to you every fifth day at six, seven, eight innings, probably half of those times it's a no-hitter through five. I mean, the results have just been incredible. But this year, banged up a little bit. How difficult was that to kind of manage those things, stay at your peak performance, and kind of keep you know the nose to the grindstone all year?
Yeah, that was the thing. You know, the joke with the trainers that there was really only or three or four starts I actually went out there where I was actually 100%. That joke that we had to do some of the stuff in between the starts this year to stay on the field. And there was a lot of little nagging injuries that, you know, weren't necessarily going to keep me from starting, but stuff that we had to address every single time. And, you know, that's where I said, I give a lot of credit to our training staff and everything that they were able to do because they helped keep me on the field. And when you stay on the field, it allows you to do, you know, great things and go out there. And, you know, when you have a great team behind you, both on and off the field, you can accomplish amazing things.
Nats ace Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. He is your back-to-back Cy Young Award winner in the National League, a three-time Cy Young. And when you get to three Cy Youngs, you start talking about Hall of Fame when you have enough longevity, and that's the conversation. And Max Scherzer's thrusting himself into at this point in the middle and the prime of his career. Max, have you met Dave Martinez yet, the new manager of the Nats? What do you think of the hire?
No, I have not gotten a chance to meet him and the rest of the staff as well. Obviously, you know, it's crazy times for everybody right now. So I think once we get back from, you know, when NatsFest comes around here in about a month, that's when you really get a chance to sit down and really get to talk to everybody and kind of get on the same page. And then, you know, you get your fresh ideas and then you go into spring training and that's when you really find out where everything is. That's when the personalities come out. That's when you get, you really get to joke around with everybody and get to see what their personalities are about. So that's kind of the time frame of how you really get to know your manager and pitching coach.
What was your thoughts on and were you surprised by the decision to not bring Dusty back?
You know, surprised, yes, but at the same time, no. I mean, this is what happens in sports. You know, managers, you know, people – When you don't accomplish your goals the way we had, I mean, we had goals set to, you know, we thought this team was capable of winning the World Series. Things are going to happen like that. It's unfortunate because we were, you know, close to Dusty and, you know, for me, Mad Dog as well. You know, I wish those guys the best in their next ventures because they really were professionals and they're professional how they handle it as well.
How long did it stay with you, Max, the season ending the way you guys did? Obviously, I know you were disappointed, and so were your teammates, but how long did it sit with you until you said, okay, on the next year?
Probably the whole offseason. There's no way you lose something like that and you don't think about the whole offseason. Even when you're training, even when you get out running, you start throwing again. Until you actually get in the spring training, you're actually facing a new competition. That'll be a motivation this whole offseason. But, hey, you know, credit to the Cubs. They played their butts off. They earned it. It's just one of those things that, hey, you know, we hope to be them next year.
Max Scherzer on the Fan. Max, it's almost baby time for you, isn't it? Isn't the baby girl due sometime around right now?
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, baby girl's on the way. So here about a week, right around Thanksgiving is when she's due. So, yeah, it's crazy time in the Scherzer household.
So are you, like, on call every time you leave the house now where you're just staring down at your phone? How's that working?
Well, I'd say I'm staring down the phone. I make sure I have the phone on me. I will never miss that. I can't miss that phone call.
Any truth to the rumor that her middle name is Cy Young?
No. That'd be no. I'm not gonna name a kid after that. So there's other ways to sneak little pitching things in there. We'll share that when the time comes.
Oh, nice. I like that. I like that. Very good. I also did hear, I don't know if this is true, that her first name is gonna be Chipotle. Is that true?
That might be her first meal, her first like real meal.
Will she accompany you on the shark swimming expeditions of the off season?
Yes. I feel like at some point she's going to have to see a shark. So, hopefully we'll see how she comes out. But we definitely want to introduce scuba diving as soon as possible.
I like that. Do you have any off season plans? Anything cool? Are you doing anything like you've done in the past where you're going on a cool trip?
No trips this off season. Like I said, we got the kids coming here, and that kind of throws a wrench into everything. But all my buddies, we all have kids on the way. That's what I guess what happens when you have a huge vacation, and the result of that is everybody's going to have kids. So,
it's true.
So that happens. So this year we're laying low. We're excited about welcoming our first child, and it's going to be an exciting time for us. And we'll see you in spring training with another kid.
We'll have to get you back on the show another time to explain to Danny why it is that those kids come after those vacations. Okay?
I didn't quite get that. Yeah. The math doesn't work out to me. Max,
something about a stork showing up and bringing a little baby.
Yeah. Geico commercial? I don't know. Max, awesome on this. Congrats. Well deserved on the award, and congrats as well to you and Erica, man. So excited for you guys, and always appreciate the time, dude. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll send over that paperwork for year three, okay?
Yeah. All right. I sign it. Yeah. Auto sign.
Let's keep the train on the track.
Thanks, Max.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Your Redskins prediction, Danny.
The Washington Redskins are up against it, my friend. They're going to go down to New Orleans and shock the football world. The Washington Redskins will lose by 15. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to think they're going to win.
He finally got you. He duped him.
Early on, they're going to have a lead. Before halftime, you'll have some sort of nuclear meltdown, some sort of Three Mile Island Chernobyl nonsense. New Orleans will score 21 unanswered points and never look back. 33-20, New Orleans wins.
Saints 31, Redskins 20. Saints beat the Redskins. I'm a little bit more optimistic than you that this will be a competitive game for longer, I guess, because I think they'll be able to run the ball. But the Saints will run it all over Washington. That's the way the cookie's going to crumble. Tweet us your predictions. We'll get back to you at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Chad Dukes versus the world at 2. If you missed Max Scherzer, Andy Behrens, JP Finley, go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
CDVTW's up next. Have a
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.